Okay, folks, it's time, yes, for another little nature myth thing. And today's one is a bit strange because I'm not too sure, at the moment anyway, what it is, what it means. It's why the peatweet cries for rain. Got to be completely honest here, I don't know what a peatweet is. I'm sure, is it peatweet? Or peatweet. As time goes on, we shall discover P-E-E-T-W-E-E-T. Anyway, whatever it is, it cries for rain. Okay? We're going to find out now exactly why that is. And also, hopefully, what on earth it is. What we're talking about here. Because I don't know. I've got no idea what this thing is. So, here we go. This may be in more than one part. Come to me, every bird that flies, said the great father. There is work to be done that only my birds can do. The birds were happy that they could do something to please the great father, for they remembered how good he had always been to them. They flew to him eagerly to ask what they should do for him. Oh, great father, they sang all together. Tell us what we can do for you. The waters that I have made know not where to go, said the father. Some should go to the seas, some should go to the lakes in the hollows among the mountains, and some should make rivers that will dance over the rocks and through the fields on their way to the sea. And can even a small, can I go back? Can I reread this line? Oh dear me. And can even as small a bird as I show them where to go? Question mark. Asked the sparrow eagerly. Yes, said the father. Even my little hummingbird can help me. Every bird that flies has come to the father, but the peatweet, so it's a bird, okay, had come last because he was lazy. Oh no! Is that what a peatweet is? It's a lazy bird. Okay. Not quite sure we are remaining within the realms of natural science here, or not, because the name of the program is Nature Myths. So, for all I know, this doesn't even exist. For all I know, these so-called lazy aspects of the personality of the peatweet may be false. Have to make that point perfectly clear, folks. I do not really wish to fly all over the earth, said he, to show the waters where to go. Oh, I wish I were a bird, said the butterfly. I should be so glad to do something for the father. But the peatweet went on. I should think the lakes could find their way into the hollows of the mountains by themselves. The father heard the lazy peatweet, and he said, do you not wish to show the waters where to go? They never showed me where to go, said the lazy bird. I am not thirsty. Let whoever is thirsty and needs the water help the lakes and the rivers. The other birds all stood still in wonder. He will be punished, they whispered. Yes, he must be punished, said the father sadly. Then said he to the lazy peatweet, never again shall you drink of the water that is in river or lake. When you are thirsty, you must look for a hollow in the rock where the rain has fallen, and there only shall you drink. That is why the peatweet flies over river and lake, but ever cries eagerly. Peatweet, peatweet, for that is his word for rain, rain. Okay, interesting stuff there. What do you think? Is that true? Is that what really happened? I don't know. I got no idea. I don't know. Oh well, if you know, is that true, then please write in stevesradioshow@hotmail.com. All of our podcasts are available on our blog, englishradio.blogspot.com, where the peatweet, or peatweet, 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 I don't know, P-E-E-T-W-E-E-T, cries for rain. That's quite a... interesting story. Yes.